Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Becky pits Scott versus the Wine Guy as they compete to determine what is Becky's secret wine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight is a very special episode because this is the celebration of Becky Week. It is her birthday week, so we are doing something special tonight for her birthday. Unfortunately, Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, is here.
Well, who else would sing happy birthday appropriately?
Hopefully no one.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to sing it like Marilyn Monroe did?
Happy birthday.
I didn't mean do that.
Mr. President.
Lord. And the Triple B naturally is on the show.
Yep. I am. Good evening.
Folks, tonight, Becky has curated a wine with assistance from a listener.
Yep.
And has a secret wine for us, Scott and I, to do. Now, previously, Becky and Scott went head-to-head to try to determine a secret wine that I curated. And tonight, Scott and I are going to do the same thing. So, we're going to try to figure out the varietal, secretly. We're going to try to figure out where it's from, where it's really from, anything else we can think about it, and how much we think it costs.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what we're going to do tonight.
Basically.
If you can. Anything we can pull out of our buttocks.
So this idea came about one of a listener and a friend of the show, Holly. She is a wine distributor in Central Ohio for a lot of really nice high-end restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a Marco Polo and said, "Hey, I have some wine. Would you like any of it?" And then she mentioned this wine specifically that she had listened to a different episode. And she said, "I think this would be the perfect wine to have Rob and Scott do and try to figure out what it is." And she was like, "I love that idea, and you could use this wine for that." And so then I was like, "Oh, totally. I'll be right over to get it, whatever." So we haven't started the game yet, Rob.
I know. I'm just – go ahead.
So anyways – I go to pick up the wine, and she has a box of, what, 6 other wines for us?
Mm, yes.
And I thought they were just going to be, like, wines that she had laying around, you know, like junky wines. But they were all very nice wines.
Very nice wines. And many of those wines will be featured on the Wine Vault in the future.
Yeah, it was exciting. So one was we had last night was Sassio. Is that how we say it?
Sassio. Yeah, we've had that on the show, and we've all drank it many times.
It's a nice wine.
It's a favorite of ours, Primitivo, Italian.
Yep, just such a treat. And I didn't go through the box before I gave it to Rob, but I wish I had because I thought that would have been a really fun wine where we've had it a lot, but to try to figure out that that's what you're drinking, that would be a really tough wine.
I would nail it.
You would
nail it. Nailed it.
All right. So, for the rules of the game.
Yes.
Rules.
Varietal.
Yes.
Okay. 20 points.
20 points.
Where is it from?
Yes.
10 points. Where is it really from? 20 points.
Mm.
Further details. 10 points. And that was what, the AVA, the level, oaking, ABV, and price. Within $2, you get 10 points. If you're within $5, 5 points.
And the where's it from, we broke it down into regions first and then be more specific for the 20 points. So really 30 points all in total from where it's from.
It's from the Finger Lakes. That's where it's from.
Stop.
It's not.
You're going to be in trouble.
I am.
You are in trouble.
I already got a dirty look. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to get it on, kind of. here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So, the wine in the glass.
It's very red. I'm guessing inky. It's a red wine.
It's a red. This is red.
It's a red wine.
This is red.
It's a red wine.
Yeah, so we've got that. Is that a detail? That's 10 points. No. Boom, no motherfucker. Points. No, okay,
no,
it's not.
No points for
it's
that. Not.
It's very red. It's suspiciously inky.
Steve would get 20 points for it.
That's true. Is this a wine? Yes, it is, Steve. Very suspiciously inky.
It's got weird legs.
It kind of looks like a Paso cab. Mm. It looks like one. Mm. I'm not saying it's a Paso cab. It just looks like one.
Mm.
You look like a Paso cab.
One.
Excellent point.
Mm. On the well,
I would almost give 5 points to Scott for that.
I think I'll take them.
On the nose. Do you like that nose, Scott?
Not as much as some other noses I've had.
Yes.
It's a little...
There's a bit of yeast.
Yeah. Yeah. Mentholated alcohol.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It. I have it's a hard time smelling
and
much because
faux
of
vanilla.
I don't know if I... It burned all the nose hairs off my nose, so... So I can't smell anymore. Never, I'm never again going to be able to smell.
Yeah. Vanilla, if you want there to be.
There's, yeah, maybe I would say.
That's the faux part.
I would say I could maybe get a blueberry.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, the nose has died down and it's just. Really subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's just a really subdued node.
Yeah.
Subdued node.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you blueberry, though. I'll give you blueberry. I'll give you blueberry and raise you boysenberry.
Ooh. Oh, that's just stupid.
Well, I was just trying to be you.
I'm just going
to
drink.
Yeah. By the way, total transparency, Rob's already sipped it.
Have you?
Mm-mm.
Yes, he did.
Mm-mm.
Did too.
Mm. Does Holly not like us?
Why? Does it taste bad?
Oh, that's horrendous. Oh. Well, oh. Oh.
Horrendous is harsh.
I think I'm going to be sick.
It has a... Kool-Aid like sweetness, like almost like a grape Kool-Aid at the beginning, at the front.
Now and later, wafers a bit. It's confectionery. Holy shit. First of all, this is probably a menage a trois or one of those things. This is horrible. You like it, though.
Not really.
I don't.
It's so... Purple Death.
Oh, you know what? They actually just said, fuck it. And they just made a wine from Purple Death.
It's just Purple Death.
And sick. It's a little sick. Because it has a slightly acrid, oaky, acidic finish.
That's harsh.
The wine is harsh.
Well,
it tastes like throw up.
No.
It's vomit.
You're being dramatic.
No, I'm being honest.
It doesn't taste like throw up. It
tastes
very...
like my throw up. I'll
Please.
Find out later.
It's very so dramatic. It's a sweet red wine. Like, to me, it tastes like a sugary Kool-Aid, like a grape Kool-Aid is what the most overwhelming flavor that I get.
You know what I wish about these wines that were like this? They would, like... go a certain way. Don't try to like straddle the fence of, oh, we have oak and dryness and tannin on the finish. Fuck you. You have a sweet, nasty, flesh, grape, sugary front palate. Don't oak it. Don't try to dry out the finish with tannin. Don't do those things. Just admit that you make schlock and you don't give a shit. Trying to be an artisanal.
So
it's probably Jay Lore. Is this Hilltop?
No. Stop.
I already did that to you all.
It's just
I don't like it when Becky brings secret wines.
I know. I'm trying to remember what this is. You know, we've had this.
We've had things that taste like this, yes.
This to me, honestly,
I think we're gonna find out we've had this.
If you told me that this was actually like a Kool-Aid purple slushy vodka mixed drink, I would say I actually could see that. That's what it tastes like to me, like something like that.
You know what?
Like someone got it out of a machine. You know what I'm talking about? Like not like a.
Oh yeah, I mean it was mixed. Yeah, you know what's oddly, I mean that's kind of oddly about this one. It's chalky, right as it hits your palate.
Huh.
Mm. Not in a good way, mind you. But yeah.
What's that tell you?
That someone dropped sidewalk chalk in the wine. It doesn't tell me anything. It's loamy soils. That's what it tells me. Hmm. Yeah, it's limestone. So you're not tasting the terroir.
Do you
think
that there was a chalky limestone? Do you think that they grew it on top of a dead body?
I think that the individual that made this probably deserves to be there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It really is one of the more...
It needs a bag of lime.
Residual sugar... Based wines we've had on the show in a long time.
Yeah, but once again, just go that way, dude. It's just like Stella Rosa. They said, fuck it. I mean, wine cooler, for Christ's sake. But, and so that was like, made you sick, but it wasn't this, where they halfway through the wine, they went, I don't know if we want to do this. And then they just like, we could make real wine, right? And so they're like, yeah, why don't we just add some tannin and some oak in there? So it kind of makes it more upscale and more serious. Yeah,
this is serious.
Just no, man.
No.
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 No. You had the Hubba Bubba. Just roll with that, man.
It's
That's what it is.
Hubba Bubba.
It's the chalkiness from a baseball card stick of gum. That type of chalkiness.
What's Big League Chew? How it has that like...
That's it. The dust.
Yeah.
That's it.
The sweet is a oppressively nasty oaked sweet prune. Very prune juice.
Yes.
Wait a second. When did we have prune juice before? When I was irregular, naturally. But, but it's, and I hate prune juice, mind you.
Really? A good prune juice is good. But it's got to be good.
At your age, you need that, though.
No, I don't drink
prune juice. You need it for regularity. It's okay.
Well, that's what the hippie tea's for.
No, it's okay. It's cool, man.
GT's kombucha.
I don't need to know about your
hippie tea.
Okay. There you go.
Very high in the good bacteria for your gut flora.
That's great. You and Jamie Lee Curtis with their Activa yogurt. Where is the Activa yogurt? I'd rather eat that. I'd rather eat the container that it came in than drink this. This tastes like what's left over after that stuff works. What's that?
I was trying to talk about anything other than...
No.
Well, I actually gave a descriptor of the wine. Why don't you do something?
I
earn your keep.
I just predict that.
I just
at the end we're gonna know this wine.
I just don't know what bad things I've ever done to Holly. I'm not sure what I've done to her.
Mocked Steve.
She don't care about that.
She doesn't care about that.
No, why would she?
She doesn't care about us mocking Steve.
Holly also,
which of the crimes was this wine?
If Holly is listening,
yes,
I'm sure she
is. Just got engaged.
Yes, she did.
Congratulations.
Major, major congratulations. Her ring is stunning.
Mm.
Beautiful, I haven't seen the ring yet.
Shiny, gorgeous. Eric designed it. It's very sweet.
And well, and we are going to give you a wedding gift, Holly, and it will be whatever this wine is. I'm going to buy six of them for you. Yum.
You're such a bitter man.
I thought it was.
We were celebrating their engagement, and
I'm threatening their lives.
You can't even let Holly have like a minute.
No, she's on my list now,
and he's already.
She's on my list.
What do you mean she's on your list?
On my list. Well, Becky's definitely on my list because the only time she does this, she brings things that are roadkill.
That's not true. I bought J. Lore Hilltop because it used to be an excellent wine.
I hated that though. It made me mad. Well, but Sledgehammer.
Did you really think that between Becky would run and jump to go get it immediately that Holly suggested it, that she wasn't trying to punish? I don't know why she's trying to punish me other than...
I know why she's trying to punish you.
Because I won the game.
I'm drinking it too.
Not as fast as we are. Not with the same purpose.
Rob has taken a lot. I wish we did have Rob on video. Because it's hard to... He has his eyes shut. Are those sulfates on your face?
No, that's botulism.
Stop.
Oh, fuck. Not, fuck. Okay, first of all. Scott.
14 hands.
Oh, that's bad.
That's what I'm going with.
14 hands?
I think this is 14 hands.
What's that mean? Is that a brand of
crud? I know what you mean. That Washington crud with the horse on the label. We had that one time. That was terrible. But it wasn't pruny. So you're trying to figure. My mouth is numb. Trying to figure what they will buy. Try to read the wine. Break down this wine.
That's what I'm trying to do. You pull out something like that because that's what it's going to be.
Wait, just break it down. What kind of varietal do you think it is?
I have no clue. Purple Death.
What kind of... Okay, what varietal do they list on the label? What do they claim it is?
I've got no more of a clue than you do.
Well, I got a clue.
The varietal is wine. That's what it's...
I mean, at the end, I'm going to have to say something.
Yes, you are. And I know what they think that this probably is. At least we can't look stupid not knowing. I mean, really.
I'm going to say Cab. It's Cab.
Probably is.
I don't know.
How do we? Know. Why do we have to? We should be given, or I should be, you know, but me. I mean, it's some like $350 Chateauneuf du Pape. That's what I should be challenged with. But no, what do I get? Hey, here's a bowl of jelly. Drink it. What the fuck, man? It's like, put your hand
Scott's
in this.
Scott's laughing because this could actually be melted Concord, like Welch's grape jelly. Would you be surprised if I had made this myself?
I didn't see you open a bottle. And it didn't take very long because I Mogan just think David. You had to twist your wrist. It's not Mogan Dagan.
Who?
First of all, kosher wine is sweeter. And why would they at the end? And they also, I believe, use Concord for that shit.
Yeah.
So Concord
for kosher wine, they do.
Well, that
for Mogan Dagan.
Yeah, Manischewitz. Why? And those wines. See, this is the thing, Scott. Why is this so fucking dark? When I poured it, I went
Purple Death.
Well, I know, but
it's very dark.
You have to rule out your flip flops and your barefoots because they don't have the. They don't say.
You said flip flops.
Flip-flops. Flip-flop wine? Isn't that what
that was? But you said flip-flop.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you got to rule that one out. No, it's yes. Or
Rob's beside himself.
Oh, it is. This is. So, touche. This is a tough one to sort out because it's so.
Hi, baby doll.
This is the person that you're supposed to have a sword fight with, and then they just shoot you in the back.
When you're, like, doing your 10 paces yes.
away. Bam! I didn't know you had a gun.
By the way, Hamilton's been playing on a lot of people's TVs because it's streaming on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. And
you like Rent better than Hamilton. Yes, thank you very much. That's very interesting.
But you just mentioned the whole ending of Hamilton, and it...
Spoiler alert.
Well, I think everybody knows how he died. But... I love the music.
I don't.
But the show's disjointed.
Who cares?
I don't.
Good for you.
I think it's disjointed.
Whoop you do. There's a lot of things you like that suck. Mamma Mia is trash.
I never said that was a great
movie. And you like that because you're gauche. You're just gauche.
That was dancing just fun.
And shit. No, it's not fun. It sucks.
You've never been.
Yes, I have. I've seen it.
And you didn't have fun.
No. None.
It was fun.
No, it's not.
Hamilton's great, but it's just a bit disjointed. I'm interested in seeing the documentary about it.
Yeah.
Endless Love's in the title, something like that.
Oh, I didn't know there was a documentary.
Yeah, a documentary. It,
about the making of the musical?
Well, apparently the part of the troupe had been together for some time, I believe, is mm-hmm. what I got from the trailer for the documentary. But it looks interesting.
Hmm? Yeah. Is that on Disney Plus?
Hulu.
Oh, we don't have Hulu. Oh! Hulu was something.
Wait. If you got Disney Plus, you got Hulu.
No, we didn't get the... Because there's like mm-hmm. a ESPN, Hulu, Disney trio.
Yes.
We only have Disney Plus.
Scott, I saw a movie trailer recently. It's very interesting. I want you to see this.
He's so enthralled with himself.
Okay. Why don't you watch that?
I already saw it.
Oh, did you? You saw it.
What is it?
I saw it as soon as you sent it. No, that's not true. I never saw it.
Rob made a video about Scott.
No, I didn't.
It's not the first one.
No, there's two.
It's not. Neither of them is the first one.
Well, that's fair enough. I have been trying to get Rob on board with cutting our satellite cable package out because it's expensive. It's really expensive. We honestly don't watch that much cable TV. Basically, sports games. So anyways, we were going to do YouTube Live.
That's what my son does.
But they just double their prices.
Didn't know about that.
But so a lot of people that I was reading about online today, a lot of people do like Hulu Live.
Don't know about that. And you have a Hulu TV, don't you?
No. We have a smart TV.
A Roku.
Yeah, we could easily do it. At least on, like, at least three of our TVs, which is plenty. But yeah.
Not down here. Well, we can get a Roku. I mean, that's
yeah.
not really.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be fine. Well, mm-hmm. I think you can do it through Apple, through the Apple TV.
I don't know where the remote
is. But anyways, just something I didn't know. Do you all have cable?
Yes. It's expensive.
It is, and I just feel like I don't know the last time we sat down and watched TV together like that. Like, we just don't ever do that.
Well, if you think about why cable is expensive, it's because it requires infrastructure.
Yeah.
Where these other things don't really require that kind of infrastructure, mm-hmm. wires and shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a medium that is somewhat antiquated. Mm-hmm. Not their fault, just the way it is. But this wine, Scott, I'm going to write down a few things.
Okay.
But... You know, I just, you know.
What would you pair this wine with?
Sawdust.
To clean it up off the floor?
Yes.
It's just not.
Not a fave?
It's not something we would drink. It's just, it's purple death. It just screams of it. It's that residual sugar, savory thing that they try to do with purple death, and it's...
I will say,
it just if jumps you, right out at you
drink a bottle of this, you're going to feel like crap the next day.
Mm.
You are going to feel awful. You're going to feel dehydrated. You're going to hate yourself the next day. Mm. Don't you feel like that?
It's true.
It doesn't make... I have no faith that there's anything good about putting this in your body.
No. No, it's not.
I think you get turned.
Yes.
I think you could get turned drinking this. I don't know. Would it, so
that could be a guess, your ABV.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, folks, we're going to take a break.
It's being chalky.
It is. We're going to take a break, though. Because Scott and I are going to come back, reveal what we think.
Okay.
Becky's going to tell us what it is.
And laugh at us.
And then we're going to yell a lot here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, we have written down very little because what are you going to write down about this wine that can't be said by... But nevertheless, I don't know how to spell that. But
I think it's a lot of vowels.
It starts with a B. Then L-A-U-U-U-U-U.
Yeah.
But the varietal, I'm going to say Cabernet.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Becky, are we right about that?
Do you want to go through... I would kind of like for you all to go through all of your guesses, and then I'll reveal it.
Well, we have to... Okay. I think it's from California. And it just says California on the label somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
There's no...
Wait, Scott hasn't written down his stuff yet.
No, I know what I'm saying, though.
But you're cheating.
Yeah.
No, I know what I'm saying.
Wait, let him write his stuff down.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Varietal, where's it from? Where's it really from?
Where is it really from?
Have you written down your...
San Quentin, cell CF.
What are your further details?
Well, there's American faux oak. I believe there's sex mentioned on the label in some fashion. Purple Death, 14.5%. And some reference as to the wine being dark on the label. And then I believe it's about $12.
I love that there's a mention of sex and dark. Are you like really banking on this being a menage a trois?
It doesn't matter to me if it is or isn't. It's either that or 19 Crimes. One of the two. There's also Love Noir.
I thought 19 Crimes was from Australia.
It is. But doesn't matter. I can only go one way.
Okay.
You can go your own way.
What are you saying, Scott?
Cab, USA, Washington.
Washington?
Washington.
Oh, Calibrate. Remember that shitty stuff?
Ooh.
Forgot about that.
14.6. And I also wrote Bad Oak or American Oak.
14.6.
14 of your American dollars.
Ooh.
Okay. So I, for this reveal, I'm going to do it through song. You'll probably hear some feedback, but it's worth it. Ready? Can you hear it on air?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's wine?
The dog.
He does have a wine now, doesn't he?
That's George Clinton's song, though.
I know, but it's Snoop Dogg. I know.
They redid it.
But Snoop Dogg has a wine. I forgot.
Snoop Dogg does have a wine.
And this is it.
It is 19 Crimes. Snoop Cali Red.
But it's Cali.
It's Cali.
Okay, so I got that.
Full and dense with strong black and blue fruit notes up front from the Petite Syrah. I think that that's being generous.
Yeah.
Complemented by bright red, slightly candied fruit. Slightly candied fruit in the background from the Zinfandel. The darkly toasted oak ties it all together with a slightly sweet finish. $12.99.
No, that's whoop, whoop. Dead right in the middle. You said 12. I said 14. That's dead right in the middle.
I'm closer, though.
Oh, you get a penny. Give me a break.
14.6. What was the alcohol? 14?
I don't know. Look at the bottle.
Oh. Oh, it's right here.
I also wanted to additionally... degrade you by putting that Snoop Dogg wine in your Audi bag. Does that make you feel bad?
You know, I'm glad that this was Snoop Dogg Cali Red. and, you know, it's funny because there was discussion of 19 Crimes right there at the end as we were...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was one of those.
But then you said, no, that's Australia, but I don't care.
I forgot that I had heard somewhere that...
Well, we talked about Snoop Dogg's wine.
But I never really, yeah.
Yeah, so
what
Holly,
is the ABV?
14.1.
Well.
So how many points?
I originally was 14. I should have stuck with it.
I think Rob won because he got Cali. But I don't know points. You're both wrong on the varietal.
Well, there is no
varietal. It says Cali.
It's a red blend.
Oh, I mean, where's it really from? That's what I mean. That's what
Rob
got right.
Cali.
Yeah.
So he had Cali. I went Washington, so he
I won. Yeah, I won.
By that, that's for sure.
I feel so great that I beat you. For
I mean,
this.
Price, we both nailed it. We both, you know, we were within the $2 range. By a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, we acknowledge that I did defeat you. Whatever that's worth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you Google 19 Crimes Snoop Dogg Cali Red. First hit is the 19 Crimes hit, and then the second one is from Liquorama.net. We've done a lot of wine searching and Googling. I don't know that we've ever come across Liquorama before.
Liquorama?
Liquorama.
Oh, that place.
Liquorama. You know about it?
I thought you were talking about somebody, you're going to lick someone.
I did too. I thought you were talking about licking.
Yeah, I thought it was a wine. Because I would rather drink that than this.
But Liquorama must just be like a huge pole barn with...
I have to commend Holly for this choice because this is great. Mm-hmm. And I see why Becky was like, oh yeah, we're going to make them do
done
that.
Done and done.
What is the blend? Do they really tell us?
They say it's a Petite Sirah Zinfandel blend.
Are they really paying attention? To really know that?
I was surprised that you all did. I mean, I know why you said cab, but I was surprised you didn't throw around Petite Sirah because this wine is black.
Yeah.
But I think you thought it was black because of the Purple Death.
It's very,
very dark. It's unnaturally dark.
I thought it was going to be like Ménage à Trois Midnight or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I thought. One of those dumbass things. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way you could separate out a varietal there. I mean, you can't. No.
I mean, I suppose we could have said, oh, it's a red blend. Yeah, okay, so here's Cask Fellows. It says 65% Petite Sirah, 30% Zinfandel, and 5% Merlot.
Okay.
Sure.
They're measuring that out very, very carefully.
Sure.
They're like, is Merlot red wine? Okay, we'll put that on the label.
This is by the makers of The Warden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we get to score this shit, too.
Whenever you said San Quentin, it was made by someone at San Quentin, I giggled a lot in my head, remembering, like, 19 Crimes, The Warden.
I
don't
know.
I was like, if you knew how much you were dancing around.
Trust me.
Well, then my, right at the end there.
My second choice was going to be 19 Crimes, but... I was putting together, I was like, why would we, you know, what would be funny from that? The punishment? That's Pinot. It's not Pinot. I mean, I think we could pick out their Pinot or something.
It certainly wouldn't be this dark.
No, no. And I was like, you know, we've already done the Cab and Shiraz, but, you know, I knew it was one of those, one of those jank-ass things. Jesus Christ. Snoop Dogg,
what
the
fuck?
And
I was a little bit nervous, too, whenever Scott said, I think we've had... this before.
And it's the Purple Death. We haven't had, I can't say I've ever had anything like this Petite Sirah blend by Snoop Dogg before, but Who knows?
He was out there cultivating the vines.
Come on.
He signed the bottleneck.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That looks like an orangutan ripped that cork out there. You're so good at that.
Rob, so this has been hiding in our laundry room since I picked it up.
You should have left it there.
And Rob, all weekend, Becky, you need to take it down to the wine vault so it can reach the right temperature. Becky, you need to do this. Becky.
He's trying to cheat.
No, I didn't actually want
to
see it.
He was just of the mindset that this being cooler would make it be better.
Well, I assumed.
You thought it was going to be a nicer wine, didn't you?
Yes.
I think it's brilliant. A brilliant choice.
As soon as you poured it and I saw it in the decanter, I knew that just wasn't the case. I had also walked past it about 4 feet away, caught a whiff of the yeast, and went, tonight's not my night.
But it, you know,
it's so funny.
To our credit, we did get some things right. It's yeasty. It's Purple Death. It's
that was really hard.
I don't know what on earth would have made you, like, what would have led you to know that this was a California red. I think you knew it was American because only Americans do shit like this to their wine.
Yes, they do.
You would never find this somewhere else. So that I think is the main thing to get right, but.
What? I wonder how much manipulations goes on with Australian wine. I would have to believe there's a little bit of it on their market, too, but maybe not.
Here's a question. Why is somebody marking out the wine with a Sharpie? Did he go through and try to mark out? Because Snoop Dogg's name is partially marked out with a black Sharpie. Did he do that?
Oh.
Did he go try to, like, take his name
off
it?
It's like almost like redacted.
Snoop Dogg went to every store with a Sharpie and tried to mar this wine so no one knew it was him.
I wonder I wanted to Google earlier how much he made for this deal.
It's not. There's better ways to make a living, Snoop Dogg. Just is.
He's making bank.
This is not an honest living.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Same.
I love
this isn't an honest living.
There's nothing. It's not dishonest.
Oh, it's dishonest. You're associating yourself with 19 crimes, or whatever that is.
It's just a
that fake faux, whatever the fuck it is. At least Menage a Trois, they talk about sex.
So something that I think deserves to be mentioned that Snoop Dogg has actually gotten a lot of shit for this.
Oh, he should. Yeah, he should. No, he sucks.
He did because.
Not because it's terrible.
Because of the embracement of, in theory, his criminal background and that he's proliferating
a black man on
a
wine label about crime.
Yeah.
It just negatively enforces that stereotype. I think that that's worth mentioning. It is tone deaf, especially now. That's fair.
You know.
And it tastes like shit. There's that too, Snoop Dogg.
Dumbass, he's getting paid.
I was talking to you.
Well, I'm a dumbass.
No, I don't think he cares about his image too much. But then again, why the hell would you sell? This is like the ultimate sellout, though. What is the shittiest thing you can do that would be the cheesiest way to sell out? Put your face on 19 Crimes' bottle. That would be about as bad.
I don't know how much he made, but this is a multi-year agreement. So there are going to be multiple...
Why?
Vintages. You could get a vertical of this.
Well, who the fuck would want to buy it?
Do they put vintages on this?
Yeah, it's 19.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fresh.
So you could buy verticals of this.
Well, that's what Holly's going to get.
Yep.
Holly, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it.
Just wait a year and we'll be back on the show.
We'll get our whole line.
Sample it. Nope. I'll be like, we're going to play Guess That Wine. It'll be the 20.
Plenty of celebrities get into the wine business. Mm-hmm. And I love me some Snoop.
Yes.
But
I got to really consider my editorial standards here, what I'm allowing, the segments I'm allowing on the show. I'm just kind of questioning my own judgment.
You should question your own judgment every day.
And I knew that it was a bad idea, but nope, here we are once again.
I'll work with Holly to get something more fun.
Treachery.
I think this was fun. It was just there was some treachery involved. And that's good. Rob doesn't appreciate
it. I'll go up and get you a bottle of vanilla extract and you can drink that. And then, then you'll have some fun.
Come on. This was a great choice.
You can chase it with some vegetable oil.
You don't like that right now. Holly's laughing her ass off.
Well, you lost.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Becky.
He's upset and he's lashing out, Scott.
No.
Share with us.
You're just mad because you think Zinfandel's made in finger legs.
This is the moment for your therapist voice. Because there's obviously something bigger at play.
I'm glad you're here to tell him how to be funny, though.
But honestly, my therapist's voice would be talking to Snoop Dogg right now. It's like, Snoop Dogg, what the fuck you doing, son?
This is James Suckley, and I'm here to review this wine.
We may be the first to review this wine, and we have not given it a score.
Well, we shall as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. And so, folks, we're back with the 19 Crimes Cali Red Snoop Dogg wine.
Snoop Dogg Cali Red.
Snoop in the house.
19 Crimes Snoop Dogg Cali Red.
Does it look like his goatee was drawn on with a ballpoint pen?
That looks like a sketch.
Yes, it does. Perhaps he did that.
Or, you know, sometimes they'll take photos and then they'll do a charcoal of it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I believe Snoop Dogg did that to try to, once again, disassociate himself from this wine. Too late, though.
Look at this picture. His cheekbones are unreal.
That's because that's...
Aren't they?
Yeah. That's not what he looks like.
Yes, it is. He has really high, really defined cheekbones.
But, I mean, he's older now.
Okay.
He doesn't have porcelain skin like he does in that picture.
He's... Okay.
He doesn't. It's very airbrushed. Very airbrushed.
He just... Jealous. You wish you looked as good as Snoop
Dogg.
This
is what's happening. Rob is upset.
I am.
He's lashing out however he can.
I am.
That's what he does.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with this.
Yes.
Anytime he gets upset.
Mm. Go ahead.
Robert. Starts lashing out. Yep.
Robert. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Robert, would you like to have a group session with the Snoop Dogg?
No.
In the room? Maybe it would be good for you.
No.
To take some time to get in touch with your feelings and have the discussions with this dog.
What?
And go bow wow wow yippee oh yippee yeah, motherfucker.
It's great. You're so hip. You're just right there, man.
No,
so
we're
going to go around.
Why did Snoop Dogg do this? To make money. Why do any celebrities get involved with...
Yep.
Little deals like this.
But
this puts his face on a wine label. He's going to be in stacked in groceries. Whether it's a good wine or not, the truth is, I don't think it matters.
And it's $12.99, so it's at an attractive price point. I think everyone should drink wine. I don't think anyone should drink this.
Yeah, don't drink this.
But I think that there are certainly better ways to start drinking wine than drinking this. But that was also like a very purposeful, transparent goal that they had.
Absolutely.
Now, the next two short folks, what you always do with a wine that's really terrible. You lift it up to see if it would be an effective wine bottle to beat somebody with. But this neck is just far too short for that. So, no, not good for that. Fuck that. So.
Well, you know whose hands it would fit?
Steve's?
No. Who's the guy with the little hands?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Donald, yeah. Donald. But he has his own wine. He has his own wine.
He doesn't drink it, though.
No, he doesn't drink, does he?
He's not a drinker.
No.
Right. He's just golfing.
Yeah. So, Triple B.
Do we have to rate this?
What is your numerical score for this wine?
I mean, I would probably give this somewhere in the 70 range.
But there's several numbers within that range. So.
Okay, I'll give it a 70.
Ooh.
It's not drinkable.
Well, no.
None of us have finished our glass.
No.
I wouldn't recommend. No. I wouldn't buy it.
No.
The other thing is, I know that I'm going to be around people that are going to drink this and think they're cool. Like, I can already see people drinking this on Instagram, like, holding the bottle up. Yeah, can't you?
Good, but good. Good, good.
Yeah.
Good for you to support Snoop Dogg.
I mean,
he already got his money.
I'm pretty sure he's getting paid no matter regardless of the sale.
I know. I couldn't find out how much he was getting paid, but I would guess it is a lot of money.
I wonder if he's getting a percentage or he's... I know he's getting paid up front.
Yeah, but almost like a commission.
If this becomes, you know, the best wine seller, you know, it surpasses the sales of Meiomi somehow. Does he make more money because of that? I would hope so. I hope he got a piece.
Yeah. I'd never begrudge somebody for getting... I mean, really, what did he do besides put his face on the label and sign the neck?
He went around to all the stores and tried to use a Sharpie on it. He did that. That took a lot.
Yeah.
And then put the ballpoint pen goatee on his face. He did that too.
It's a very attractive.
It's a lot of work to go to every store and try to deface bottles of wine. It's a good idea.
But I think,
Robert,
I think this is a good episode because people are going to see this all the time.
Yeah,
don't buy it.
No.
Yeah. Steer clear.
No.
Do not buy. This tastes so much like whenever my first sip of it, and I mean, I'm giving this a 70, wouldn't drink. It reminds me so much of an old cheap wine that you would drink out of a plastic cup, like in someone's basement that someone swiped from someone's house. That's what this reminds me of.
Is that right before you were murdered?
No, it's like the wine that someone's had at their house for like 10 years that's not good, but someone found it and you snuck and drank it.
How dare you talk about Hank like that?
No, well, yeah, that does happen at Hank's house. Not the murder part, but the wines that were 55 years old.
But that's what it reminds me of. Something that should never have been aged, whatever. But that it just is.
But it's Trader Joe's boat. 15 years ago, it's a Merlot. It's delicious. It comes out and it's just dust. It's like, oh, God, there's bits and shit in it.
Okay.
It's so great, man.
What's Go ahead, Scott. Score?
I have to give it a score. That's the only reason I would put this much thought into it. 75. Because, again, I have to give it a score.
75? You like 75 it.
75 points. No.
You do. 75, you'd like this. You're just giving it because you like Snoop.
I do like Snoop. He gets extra points, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe I should have given it a 71.
No, 75
is 1 point for Snoop.
He's worth 5. No. And, you know, if you're going to have a wine spokesperson, Snoop's a pretty good choice.
69 of my points.
You subtracted a point for Snoop?
No.
Selling out.
I just wouldn't give it a point higher than 69. And that's a good score, too, by the way. Now, that is like the universal score for pretty much 19 crimes. It's not a 70. Although, would I ever drink a 70? No. Would I ever drink a 69? No. 69 sounds worse than 70. Ergo, 69. Yes. It's you know, you sit back and you scratch your head. This tastes bad, just like their other wines taste bad. But it doesn't taste appreciably different bad. It's the same kind of bad. So basically in their line, you're just selecting what kind of shitty bad you want. Because there's no flavor. I mean, it's not like you're going to sit there and savor the son of a bitch. They all are bad. And then you look at the Ménage à Trois kind of crap. That's bad. Now, one thing I don't think that they do, they accept that they suck. And they don't try to then...
They just try to be cheap and get through...
Yeah. That was my mistake on guessing this, because I should have known it was 19 Crimes, because 19 Crimes says, but we're a serious winemaker. We're going to make this wine something for everybody. And so they get some pallets, they break them up, they throw them in the vat to give it a woodiness. Mm-hmm. They don't really wash them first, mind you. And then somebody urinates in the vat to give it minerality. And so, and that person has not been drinking water for like 6 days. So that's very, 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 you know, concentrated. Okay. Yes. And they say, yeehaw. Because so, they want to be serious. They want to have a wine that has nuance. Because this does have different things going on. It's just everything that's going on is like a version of being hit by a car one way. And then, oh, you're in the middle of the intersection. Oh, here came another car. Oh, they got me too. And then once you finally stand up, oh, you got hit by the third car. Then, shit, a bird shits on you just to boot, you know.
Right straight between the eyes.
Oh, yeah. So it's just, it's a cavalcade of fucks that you just didn't particularly enjoy. And I don't understand. Why do you have every wine that you have in your line taste bad just like this? Why don't you try a different kind of bad? Maybe you don't oak one of them and just let it be fruity. Maybe you just do that. Because the people that are going to drink this for Snoop, whatever that would be, I don't know who the hell that is, but they're not going to like it. They're not going to like that finish. That finish is gross. You know, in these people that would be drinking this would have to like prune juice, oaky prune juice. That's what this is, oaky sweet prune juice. Nobody likes sweet, Scott says he does, but nobody likes prune juice.
I like prune juice.
You drink it because you can't take a shit. And so you drink it to take a shit.
It's good
and
vitamin C.
So, but this tastes like the stuff that you take to take a shit.
I'm pretty sure this will make you take a shit.
I know, but who wants to drink the thing that tastes like that? Who? Why? Why? And then you throw in fucking sawdust and some grass clippings to boot at the end. I don't understand. If you're going to have a sweet wine, have a sweet wine. Make it cheap, but have a sweet wine. If you're going to have a dry wine, have a dry wine. Don't mix the two. They don't work.
Yeah.
Sweet and oak do not mix. They don't. They don't. I mean, vanilla is one thing, but this ain't vanilla. And everybody knows the difference between a chip and a barrel. And that ain't a barrel. That's a chip. And urine. So,
do you think
what
the employee that, as you so eloquently put, took a piss in the wine?
Yeah.
Do you think that that person was seriously ill from the dehydration?
I don't know. Maybe actually Snoop, when he came, he tasted
easy,
it.
Easy.
He tasted it and said, fuck that. And he took a leak in the wine.
Easy. We're not dogging on Snoop.
He already, but no, he tasted it and said, nah, because Snoop's got a lot of money. I'm pretty sure he's drank good wine before, and he would know good wine from bad wine. And this is bad wine.
It's a bow to the wow.
I'm glad that they started this. So, folks, a 70.
Would you just say you're glad that they started this?
Yes.
In what way are you glad that they started this? It's just another thing to get your blood pressure boiling?
No, they started the end of the world. That's what I'm glad. So we don't have to suffer through this shit anymore.
It's the end of the world as Rob knows it.
What?
Do I get to do this again?
That has not been determined yet because I don't trust you.
TBD.
Yes.
This was a pretty epic one though, right?
Oh, Holly, kudos for suggesting this to Becky to foil us. Because I guess at the end of the day it was successful. But I'm going to stick by my point that this is something we would know, even though neither of us had this. We knew of it. And
well, we got it right in that we knew it was bad.
Well, that's for sure.
You also both knew it was American because, again, no one but the Americans
does
would do
this shit.
Well, here's the question. What did you think it was in Washington?
I was just throwing darts at a wall.
Yes, you were. And you missed the wall, mind you.
Oh, my Lord.
Have you had anything this bad from Washington?
Yeah, we had Calibrate. It was bad.
Yeah, I mean.
Did I have Calibrate?
No, we saved you on that one.
I honestly haven't had anything this bad. I mean, you might get like a weird state.
I was going the 14.
The 14 hands. Yeah. That was really bad.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't quite as oaky, but we actually threw that out and didn't even do the episode on it. Remember that?
Really?
We tried it and it was so much shit. We said, fuck this. And we just went to a different wine.
Wow.
That was hard.
We started the episode and stopped it.
Yeah. We said, no. No, we're not doing this.
That's bad.
Yes. Kind of wish I would have picked probably a more safe wine for our second episode, but I did not. So, folks, Scott and I will not be drunk tonight, but that's okay.
Well,
I was drunk last night. So, and the night before. So, for, and the night before. For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. And we will see you next time. I can talk still. Here on the Wine Vault. Good night.